they usually had a guitar and a mandolin, depending on how many, a guitar and a mandolin, a fiddle, and a bass viol. And they could make pretty good. Bud Scott used to.
Bud Scott.
I've heard him.
He was old.
Yeah, he could, and he'd sing. I tell you, I doubt if there was ever one lived the equal of Bud Scott when he come. He had that voice. He didn't need no microphone. You could have heard him 5 miles on a clear night. Now I don't know. Some say he came to Monterey, and some say he didn't. So I never did hear him in Monterey, but I've heard him several times at Natchez, and I know he came to Jonesville.
Yeah. Was he white?
He was, I imagine he was half white. He wasn't pure black, but he was some kind of a singer.
Did you have a lot of people like that around here?
Well, in this country here, right down here, there was no blacks lived down here in my time. There's none down here yet. It just, there's been a few moved down here and stayed a little while. Some fella get them down here. But there wasn't too bad mixed up. I've seen a few. Up around Monterey, there was a few. And then farther on up, there was quite a bunch of them up there. But it wasn't too bad, but it was, in the towns, it's pretty well mixed up.
Yeah. What would they call names for here or there?
Well, really, I don't hardly know. I know, you know, what they called them.
Yeah.
Octoroon, quadroon, and things like that. But I've seen a
free jacks or
I didn't know. I don't believe it. But I've seen quite a few. I remember one whole family that used to be up farther up the river up here somewhere. They might have been on the other side of the river, and there was a whole family of them there. And some of them was just as white as you want to see. And then there was some down here across the river down this way that was, saw in the paper where one of them died the other day. I mean, they had her a write-up. It's like it had been, I don't know who, but I probably was one of the few people that saw that recognized who that was. I had seen her.